This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. How many times each day do you complain about something? Well, I know I'm guilty of that. It's so easy, isn't it, to complain about the small issues of life, but is it possible to live a life of no complaints? I'm talking about a bad habit here. It's got a negative effect, not only on yourself, but on those around you. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that a complaint is expressing discontent, pain, or grief. You go out to a restaurant for a meal and the soup is cold. You speak to the waitress, "My soup is cold. Can you warm it up for me, please?" That's fair enough. But if you say, "How dare you serve me cold soup?" we call that a complaint. And most of our complaining has one basis, and that what kids say, it's not fair. Have you heard of a guy called Will Bowen? In America, Will Bowen wrote the bestseller. He called it A Complaint-Free World. 3 million copies sold in 30 languages. Became quite a popular book. And he challenges his readers to go 21 days without complaining. And those who took part said they felt much better as a result. I mean, hundreds of years ago, it was Benjamin Franklin said that constant complaint is the poorest sort of pay for all the comforts we enjoy. And when Franklin wrote that, there was no electricity, aspirin, penicillin, air conditioning, indoor plumbing, no air travel, and not one of the thousands of modern niceties and so-called necessities that we take for granted. Anyway, his generation had much less than we do, and yet they found reasons to complain. I guess nothing changes. There's the old story of two construction workers sitting down to eat their lunch. The first guy opens his lunchbox, complains, "No, a meatloaf sandwich. I hate meatloaf sandwiches." His friend said nothing. The following day, the complaining happens again. They meet up for lunch. He opens his lunchbox and says, "Another meatloaf sandwich. I just hate these meatloaf sandwiches." Then the third day, as they come together for lunch, he opens his box, his lunchbox and said, "I've had it. Day in and day out, it's the same thing. Meatloaf sandwiches every blessed day. I want something else." And so his friend had enough. "Why don't you just ask your wife to make you something else?" And the other man had a bewildered look on his face. "I make my own lunch," he said. In Chinese, the word complain is composed of two symbols, hug and ego. So the Chinese believed that to complain was to actually hug your ego. The Bible's got quite a few examples to think about. People complaining when they should have had a different attitude. The older version used the word murmuring. Complaining is an outward expression of something going on. And the Old Testament talks about the children of Israel and God's dealings with them in a very difficult world of oppression. They complained and God was not very happy with them. He saw them whinging. And they had miraculously, the children of Israel, been set free from captivity and harsh treatment by the Egyptians. God had led them out in the wilderness to escape Pharaoh. They'd been slaves, and yet they complained, "Moses, I've got blisters on my feet. Where's the food? Are we there yet? They had forgotten that God had sustained about 1 million people for over 40 years in the wilderness. He'd promised Moses that he would look after them, and he did. But so many of the crowd complained and refused to be content with God's provision. And the Bible goes on to describe how God provided for them. What about today? When we complain, we're actually saying, "God, you don't know what you're doing." It's denying. It's like living as if God doesn't exist. In the scriptures in the New Testament, we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do." This is not just some power of positive thinking. It's acknowledging that God is the boss of your life. God loves you. He will direct everything that happens to you. And the Bible also says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Heavenly Father, today it's so easy to be a moaner and a groaner, to live with complaints. Lord, give me a different attitude. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.